everybody. I'm Sherry, mom of two beautiful girls and two fur babies, military wife turned psychic medium, Reiki 2 practitioner, creator of the course Tap Into Your Intuition, and card reader. This podcast will be bringing you spiritual knowledge of the new age spirituality. I'll share my own life stories and hope to bring you interviews from today's spiritual experts in their own different fields. And hey, if you stick around long enough, I'll help you learn to step into your own spiritual power within. Life is better when you use your intuition. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's podcast episode of Intuition Chat with me, your host, Sherry, Intuitive Gemini. And I have such a good episode for you today. I'm so excited. And I kind of mentioned this topic in a lot of my episodes, but I have been running like this social experiment with myself ever since the beginning of this year. And you know, if you're listening to this in real time, it is November. Next week is actually freaking Thanksgiving. Oh my God, where did the year go? And yeah, so it's been such a beautiful month. I'm actually gonna pull out my little manifestation board. So I'm going to go ahead and get to it. Today's episode is about manifestation. And this might be like a few different parts. And if you hear any kind of background noise today, my husband is home and he is cleaning and working out. And so I apologize for the ear full. If you hear anything. And, so I've got my little manifestation board out and I've got, my list of things I kind of want to hit on, my points. And then of course we're going to pull out cards. And, something new that I've started doing is, swinging my pendulum. Well, I'm not swinging it. Spirit is, getting out my pendulum, asking a yes or no question for you. And so, here we go. We're going to roll into it today. So, when you think about manifestation, a lot of people think about just like manifesting abundance, whether it, you know, it's like financial abundance. And I talked about this a little bit in my previous episode last week, where I was talking about how I manifested a house. And so, when I tell you, like, I have really been keeping up with the different things that have worked for me. And that's basically what I'm going to share with you today. Things that have worked for me, or like, one of the parts that have really, really worked for me. I'm not going to go through everything because there'll be hours and hours of stuff, but like I said, it might be a series, a manifestation series. So, but we'll see. So, at the beginning of the year, I had on my manifestation board that, a few things I've already picked off because I've already manifested those. And I'll go ahead and start with the things that I have manifested so far. I manifested a brand new car and I manifested paying off my old car so that I didn't bring that debt into the new one. I have manifested, starting up my podcast again. And I have manifested family members, like really being able to, keep up with family members and reaching out to family members more. And I haven't done this one. I had put on my board, I want to pay off all my credit cards. I've gotten a dent in one. And so, you know, I've still got a little bit more time. And if I don't, I'm just going to put it back on my list again and really get dedicated to it. And I want to take more vacations. I've actually traveled a little bit more. And I want to do like mom staycations, part of my self-care. That's still on my board. I want to lose some weight. I have actually, you guys, lost 20 pounds so far this year. I didn't really get serious about it until like June of this year. And that was due to like some, health issues that I've been struggling with. And then another one I have on my board is I want to dress up every day, every chance I get, excuse me, and feel my best. And I've kind of done that. I've kind of not. I work from home, so it's kind of hard to get motivated to put on clothes. About 90% of the time, I look like a homeless person. But, you know, hey, whatever. I still feel good about myself. And then I have up here, I want to be aligned with my life purpose and higher self. So I probably could pull that one off because this year has really been like, if I had to grade myself, I would grade myself, like a good B plus on that, feeling aligned and actually living in my purpose and being aligned in my life, in my purpose. Have more women join my Woo Woo Crew Facebook community. And I'll talk about that a little bit towards the end of the episode as well on how you can join and what that is like. How I want to manifest that in the future too for next year to kind of be like. And speaking of manifestation and my manifestation board, I also want to invite you to do a manifestation board class with me. This will be a free class that I'll be offering in my Woo Woo Crew Sisterhood group. And it's probably going to be one of the first days in the week of December, probably like the first weekend. I want to try to do that. But there'll be more details on my website, www.intuitivegemini.com. It is up. It is raring to go. So if you're ready to hop over to my website, you can, there'll be a direct link on how you can join. I'll also do like dedicate a page to how you can opt into my email list as well so that you can get these types of updates of when the podcast comes out and different type of blogs that I'll be putting out soon and just different things that'll be available and my services and offerings there as well. So there's a lot going on. I want you to be, you know, abreast of and keep up with, but it'll all be on my website. I'll be making updates today. Anyway, let's move on. So that is a little bit of my manifestation board. And a lot of things on that board has really come into fruition this year. And I'm just so blessed and so happy and so grateful to my spiritual team, my angels, my ancestors, and my spirit guides that have really helped me manifest those things. And when you manifest such huge things, you just, one, you feel really good about yourself. And then two, it just is like, oh my gosh, like I'm a little human being and I did all of this. You know what I mean? It just makes you feel good about yourself. And so, what really triggered me to talk about this today? Cause I really, honestly, guys, I didn't even know what I was going to talk about, but, I was watching a TikTok this morning and yesterday I asked Spirit, I was like, Spirit, I need something really powerful to talk about. I don't really know what I want to talk about. There's so many different things that's like in my list, but I don't feel like that, that overwhelming yes to share. So I don't like to share things that aren't an absolute 100% yes. Like I feel it in my sacral and in my root chakra. And so today's episode was definitely triggered by a TikTok that I watched. And I'll also try to link that in my website as well. And so that you can kind of check out that TikTok to kind of see what inspired today's episode. Because of course I saved it. Anyway, so manifesting, that's what we're talking about today, right? So the TikTok that I watched, she is a spiritual practitioner, and she was talking about road openers. And if you are on the witchy side of the woo-woo spectrum, then you are familiar with what a road opener is. And it's basically a spell to help open up the road, like clear things out of the way, basically, like open up the road. Like think about you know, maybe there's a storm or something, or like a bridge is out or something like that, like a road is closed. Basically, you have to take a detour. You know what I mean? So this is a way for you to open up what was closed in front of you in order to continue your way through, you know, to move those obstacles out of your way to clearly make it to the other side being the manifestation of whatever you want to bring into fruition. And so, I have been doing this the whole damn year and not really realizing it. And I didn't, you know, correlate these two together, or like, it didn't click for me until this morning. You know what I meant? When she was talking about, you know, giving her definition of what she feels a road opener is for her, people she works with. And so, I was like, I'm a cusser. Shit. Like, oh my God. trigger warning. There are curse words in this, in this podcast episode, but I was like, oh my gosh. Like, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Like, ding dong. And so, I was like, I've been doing this the whole time. I just didn't call it road opener. You know what I mean? I called it shadow work. I've been calling it shadow work this whole time. But you can call it whatever you want. Excuse me, I had to take a sip of my tea. And so, basically, I want to share two steps and some examples on how you can start to manifest the things that you want into your life before we get into the card reading. And so, the first step with anything you do is going to be intention. What is the intention behind what you want to manifest? You know, you have to get clear on the things that you want to manifest in order to bring it into fruition. If you don't know what you want and why you want it, then it's going to be hard to, you know, figure out how to bring it, you know, into your life. It's not going to manifest. It's not. So, intention. You have to put the intention behind any and everything you do. You know what I mean? So, let's say you want to manifest a specific amount of money or a sum of money, financial abundance to pay a bill. Right? So, let's say you need $500 to pay a medical bill. Okay? So, that's the intention. Your intention is to bring this money into your life to pay a medical bill. So, that's step one. You know, what do you need and why do you need it? What is the intention behind it? What do you intend to do with whatever you're manifesting? You know, and then figure out, you know, why do you need this money? Is this going to help you pay off that medical debt so that you can, you know, be free and clear of debt? Or, you know, is this going to help you, you know, pay off this, you know, whatever it is? Or is this $500 you're going to manifest? What are you going to use it for? Are you going to use it for groceries? Are you going to use it for gas? You know, are you going to use it to buy yourself something nice? Are you going to use it for some self-care, like a massage and a facial or something? You know, what are you going to do with the money? What are you going to do with it? You know? So that is step one. The intention behind what do you want to manifest and why. You got to get clear on that. And if you're not clear on what you want to manifest, think about, you know, I've learned this the hard way. Think about all the things that you want to manifest, but you don't want. You know what I mean? Think of it that way. What are all the things you don't want? You know, you don't want to be sitting around surrounded in debt. You don't want to be sitting around not being able to do things to take care of yourself. You don't want to be sitting around, let's see, you know, not being able to enjoy life. You know what I mean? Not being able to go on vacations, not being able to take your kids to a movie or out to eat, you know, all the things you don't want to do. Think about that. You know what I mean? Think about the things that you don't want in your life, that you don't want to manifest into your life. You don't want to be sick. You don't want to, you know, whatever, whatever, fill in the blanks, you know? So that's the first step is intention. And then finding out, what are you going to do? And why? And this is just a two-step process that I'm talking about today. There's so many other steps that I have followed to manifest so many different things in my life. Like I said, that would take hours. So I may do this in a series. And I also have in the past opened up a manifestation group. So I may do this at the beginning of the year or maybe at the end of December. I haven't really thought that through yet, but this will be specific steps that you can take that will help you manifest things into your life that work. Okay. So anyway, the step two, and these are things that I have done that have helped me manifest. And really quick, I'm going to interject really quick before I share step two. I did this special manifestation trick where I created a money bowl, a manifestation bowl. And you can kind of Google, research, YouTube, whatever you want to do to find out, you know, the steps that you can take. But I put specific things in my bowl. And I also followed other steps that were not mentioned, you know, in the research that I did. And when I tell you 2 or 3 days ago, I manifested a $300 check from out of nowhere, something that I don't have to pay back. You know, you get those things in the mail like, hey, this, you can get this loan or whatever. If you do this, you have to pay that money back. Or this credit card. I'm like, I don't want a credit card because I don't want to have to pay the money back. I want it free and clear, you know? And it came from, like I said, when I told y'all I manifested having my loan, my car loan paid off before I got a completely new vehicle. This money, I never even knew this money was coming to me or that I was owed money. I got a check from my old finance company. Hello, Christmas money. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even know that was coming, and I didn't even realize like that money was on its way. And so I just trusted the process of the steps that I did, and I trusted my gods, angels, and my ancestors were going to work on my behalf to help me manifest that, you know, into reality. And it happened. And I was like, woo, thank you, God, and angels, and ancestors, and gods. And so anyway, the second step is to actually work on the road opener, which I call shadow work. You know, clear the shit in your life. Open up the road. This is where you have to do the work. It's not magical. You know what I mean? It's not all rainbows and sunshines. You actually have to do the work in order to help manifest these things in your life. So let's say, again, with the example for money, you're trying to manifest more money, right? So this shadow work might look like, you know, getting real with your money story. What is the story around money? And I'll share like an example. Like, all my life growing up, my caretaker was my grandmother. And so all my life growing up, I would hear her say, we don't have it, or, you know, we don't have enough, or, you know, we don't have it, basically. And so all my life growing up, I heard that we were broke. Which my grandmother, which I learned when I got older, she was far from broke. That woman had money stashed like everywhere. And, you know, she had enough to get by and more. She had more than enough. You know what I mean? Like, she wasn't rich or anything, but she always had more than enough. And she was really good with money. She was excellent with money. You know, I never had like a relationship that I am trying to build with my kids that, you know, I want to help share things and, you know, help them be financially literate and all these different things that I was not, I didn't grow up learning from my caretaker that I, you know, in my adulthood wish I would have learned, or, you know, I didn't really know to ask for those things as a young child. So, and now as an adult, I wish I would have, you know, been able to learn the things that she kind of did to help her have more than enough. You know what I mean? And so What is the money story that is unconsciously playing in the background, like Wi-Fi of your life? You know, did you grow up hearing we don't have it, or we don't have enough, or I can't get this, or we can't afford this, or whatever the case may be, you know? And then, like, for my situation, I would hear that, and then we would go to the grocery store, and we would get like 300 something, 400 something bucks worth of groceries, because she would shop monthly, and then she would just have like my uncles or my aunt run her to the run to the store with a list of like two or three little things. So she would shop monthly, but we would get like sometimes two baskets worth of stuff, like food and stuff. And I'm like, if we don't never have it, like, how are we getting all these groceries and stuff? You know what I mean? Like, how are we spending all this money on, anyway? So, it was kind of like contradictory a little bit, but as a kid, all I heard was we don't have it or we don't have enough. So that's what really played in the background of my life as, you know, into adulthood. You know, I would have the money, but then I would spend it as fast as I would get it, and then I wouldn't have enough. You know what I mean? Like, those things really do matter as you grow into adulthood. So now I try to choose my words carefully, you know, around my children, because I don't want them to deal with or struggle with the things that, you know, played in my subconscious and it wasn't really true. You know what I mean? So what is a money story, or what is the story playing in the background of your life that is keeping you from manifesting the things that you want? And you really have to sit down and really take some time to kind of do this. You know what I mean? Like, why are you not able to manifest a reliable and loving partner in your life? Why aren't you able to manifest the money to go places and do things or to have things in your life? Why are you not able to manifest the right career to make you happy and help you be able to live every day to the fullest and, you know, be happy about what you do as work? You know, think about those things that you want to bring into your life and ask, what is the story behind why this is not happening for me? Why? That is an important part of manifestation, in my opinion, right? And so you have to ask yourself that. And then another thing that I have done that has really helped me manifest things to come into my life is, after I figured out why that's not happening for me, or what's the story behind it, what have I been telling myself all this time, you know, since childhood? A lot of stuff stems from childhood. What have I been doing? Like, what story have I been telling myself? Then I kind of get time to myself alone, and then I write a letter, you know, dear money, dear job, dear, you know, spouse or whatever, or dear person, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to manifest that's not happening, write that story a letter. You know what I mean? Dear fill in a blank story. And really pour your heart into it. You know, get downright honest with yourself. And pour into this letter. Pour everything, pour your heart into this letter. You know, and then sign it, you know, Sherry, Shannon, Kira, Bob, Lisa, whoever, you know, sign your name at the bottom. And burn it. In a safe environment, of course. But burn that shit, okay? Let it go. And the burning of the letter of the unconscious story, you know, it now becomes conscious, a part of your life that you have shined a light on, you know, put a flashlight, put a spotlight on in your life. And you can see these things for what it really is, you know, a story, you know. And what can we do with stories? We can rewrite them. We can rewrite the story. We can change it. We can make it whatever we want. And, you know, I want to share something that has really been like a little phrase has really helped change my life. And it's your birthright. That's it. birthright. It's your birthright to be able to live life however you want to live it. It is your birthright to have what you want to have, you know? It is your birthright to be the person that is whatever you want to be. You know, as long as you ain't out here doing crazy stuff like, you know, being Jeffrey Dahmer or, you know, stealing and, you know, the crazy stuff. You know, I'm talking about positive things here. And, you know, it's your birthright to be happy, basically. So, if it's your birthright to manifest the things in your life that you want and need to have, go for it. Do it. But you have to get real about doing the work. And it's the road opener work or the shadow work, whatever you want to call it. You can make up a name for it, name it whatever you want. But this has 100% worked for me. And so one example of how to basically help to remove that obstacle is, like I said, writing a letter to it, to that story, and burning it. That's a symbol of it being removed out of the way or being removed out of your life. Cleaning your home, cleaning the clutter out, you know what I mean? So if you're trying to manifest new furniture or new home or whatever, you know, clean out the space that you have. Throw away things you're not using. Excuse me. You want to manifest a new wardrobe? Take that shirt out of the back of your closet that you have not worn in over a month and throw that shirt away, okay? Get honest with yourself. Are you going to wear this? Either donate it or throw it away. I have started throwing more stuff away. If I have not worn it in a while, you know, depending on whatever the season is, because a lot of times I have my closet kind of separated in winter and then in the middle, like, things I can wear both times of the year. And then at the other end, I have, like, my winter stuff, my summer stuff or whatever. So then I'll go through because I like to shop. I may have a slight problem, but hey, we're not going to go there today. and I have started looking in my closet, and when I buy new things, before I go in to put them in, I take stuff off the hangers. I either donate to, like, my oldest daughter. Hey, do you want this? If not, I'm going to donate it to the Goodwill, or I'm just going to throw it out, you know, or, you know, sometimes I can repurpose it or whatever the case may be. But a lot of times I'm either giving it away, donating it, or basically just throwing it away. So, you know, clear out the clutter in your life. You know, you want to manifest a partner? Clear out the people in your life that aren't any good for you. Clear out the people in your life that you have attracted that you know for a fact, even if it's unconscious, they are no good for you. You know, I have been through that phase in life where I've chose the wrong partner over and over and over again. How about instead of, well, actually, after you remove those people that aren't any good for you, how about choosing you? How about focusing on you? How about loving you the way that you want to be loved, and watch that partner manifest into your life? And so clearing the feelings that you are holding on to about, you know, that story that's playing in your head that is keeping you from manifesting the things that you want. Clearing that story out is going to help you move the crap out of the way to get to the other side being the manifestation. And so, that is going to help you manifest what you want. And so, you know, and then after you have written that letter, burned it, gotten clear on what you want, why you want that intention, you know, what does it look like for you to manifest that partner, that spouse, you know, that person is going to love you unconditionally and be there for you and support you? What does that look like? You know, what does that most of all feel like to you? You know, close your eyes. Imagine that feeling. Imagine that person giving you the biggest hug, and imagine that person, you know, truly having the feelings that you want them to have for you, the support, the love, the unconditional love, and everything that comes with this type of partner that you're trying to manifest. Or what does it feel to have this money, you know? Are you writing that check to send off to the bill company? Are you then turning around or, you know, booking that spa appointment for that facial, that massage? Are you Christmas shopping for your children or, you know, shopping for school clothes or whatever the case may be, you know, whatever they need or whatever they want? Or are you online shopping for that cute little dress that you have really been wanting forever and keep putting off and saying, I can't afford it? You know what I mean? Are you going on vacation with your family or yourself? You know, are you taking a momcation? You know, whatever the case is, what does it look like? What does it feel like for you? And really, truly get into the feeling of that manifestation. Because the feeling after you have let go of all that crap and that hard stuff, that's the cherry on top. That is the cherry on top, guys. That will solidify your manifestation. You're going to hear me turn the page because, like I said, I wrote some notes. And after you've put the cherry on top, manifest that shit, okay? Manifest that shit. And so those are some tips in order to really help you open the road to your manifestation, okay? And so after doing this, you know, or even like during this process, I can tell you, I have enlisted the help of my personal angel crew. Like, we all have angels. We're all surrounded by our personal, like, crew of angels. I have enlisted my spiritual guides. These are guides that are with you for life. They help you live, basically. They just help you through all types of situations, whether it be a relationship guide, a money guide, or whatever. There's all kinds of guides and angels, and that'll be another episode one day. But that'll be, like I said, another episode. So, and archangels, you know, figure out who's the archangel of finances. Who's the archangel of healing? Who's the archangel of communication? You know what I mean? Archangel Gabriel has been with me for some time. Like, I've even named my daughter Gabrielle. And the reason why I named her that is because it means God is my strength. Like, I knew when she was born, that's another story too, but I knew when she was born, she was going to need all the strength because I just did not have a lot at the time. And so, Archangel Gabriel, like, has been my homie. Okay. Cause you know, he or she, they don't have a sex. They're basically, you know, feminine and masculine energy. And so, that angel has really been with me, you know, since I've been pregnant with my daughter, and has helped communicate things to me, you know, messages from God, messages from my loved ones, messages from my own angels and guides, and has helped me communicate my story, the things that I want to share, help me manifest this podcast and my website. It's just so many different things, you know what I mean? And so call on your archangels, call on your guides, call on your angels. They are here to help you through this process. And they will help you manifest whatever you need, especially the ancestors. I've worked with my grandmother. She's now with Spirit, the one that was my caretaker. She helps me so much. My aunt and my own mother, they're all three are in Spirit 333, which is my favorite number. And yeah, just ancestors who you know would always have your back, who always have the best and highest good for you, can help you manifest as well. So, and those are some different ways that I have been able to manifest surprise checks in the mail, you know, vacations and a vehicle, a home, just so many things. Even my current partner, I have manifested. I even manifested him before I even knew, you know, what manifesting was or how to manifest, or even before my spiritual journey even really started. Like, now that I really think back on it, like, I've wrote so many letters. about, you know, my spouse, my current spouse or whatever. And, you know, it just, the things that I kind of look back on in my life have really just helped me bring in the things that I currently have and, you know, even in the future plan to manifest. So I am going to go ahead and pull some cards for you guys and do a yes or no question. So I hope you are ready for that. All right, guys. So today I'm pulling cards from, let's see, the Angels of Abundance Oracle deck. And I'm also pulling cards from the Energy Oracle Cards deck. And so right now, let me kind of tune in and see what is coming forward for the message for this week when it comes to manifesting. Let me take a look. And while I'm doing this, so I've been drawn to pull one card from the Angels of Abundance deck. Okay. All right, two actually. I pulled one card and then I flipped the deck over for the overall energy. So I pulled two cards from the Energy Oracle and then I flipped the deck over for the overall energy for this deck as well. We've got some really good messages here. And so let's kind of get started on this reading. All right. Some really good cards. Really good cards. Really good message. All right. So I asked the decks. I asked the decks, what do my listeners need to know in regards to manifesting? So as I shuffled the first deck, which was the Angels deck, I got the, I got a picture of a pyramid, and then I got the word load, and then I got you can. See, Sakwede. That's from a Disney movie. Anyway, yes, you can. It's basically what it is in Spanish. Si se puede. Yes, you can. And so for me, I feel like, so the number three is coming up for you as well. So you may want to kind of take a look at that and see what three means for you. Do a little bit of research. Maybe it means like three things. Maybe it means 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years. That could mean something different for each individual listener. And so let's kind of dive in. So the pyramid for me symbolizes, like, when you think of a pyramid, that is a heavy mofo, okay? It is heavy. That thing is huge. Like, I'm like, how did these people build this thing? With like out today's type of equipment, they were geniuses. Anyway, so I think of like the point at the top and then the points at the bottom. And so it's like, you know, the load is heavy. Don't think about the whole picture, you know, right away. You know, you've got to think about what's the first thing you got to do and then move down to the second thing and then move down to the third thing. So you take the load in stride. So you
take step by step, step one, step two, step three. Yes, you can. Excuse me. And when I heard the words, yes, you can, my guys were saying, okay, there's somebody out there listening to this podcast that is saying, man, I can't do none of that. It's not going to work for me. Boom. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And if you are one of the ones out there saying that you're not going to be able to do this, this is not going to work for you, how about you come holler at me directly? Get on Facebook. Go to Intuitive Gemini on Facebook. Go to my Facebook page. Send me a message. Go to my website. Send me a message. Whatever. If you feel like this is not going to work or can't work for you, I want to work with you individually. I want to work with you on a one-on-one basis. And I want to show you that it is your birthright. It is the power within you to be an amazing, great person, to have all these wonderful opportunities if you so want, you know. But first you have to realize that it is your birthright. One, you are created in the image of our creator too. So that right there, you know, powerful combination. And then three, you know, you have to believe that you can manifest whatever the hell you want to manifest. So if you're saying, I can't do this, I can't do this, you're not. You won't manifest anything. You won't move forward on any of your goals or things that you want to do in the future. It's just not going to happen for you. So one, you have to change your attitude. Yeah, one, you got to realize that you are created in the image of the creator. Two, it's your birthright, boo. It's yours. It's yours. You just got to want it. You just got to try to do the work. Even if you can't do all the work, you got to try. You know what I mean? And then you see sit with it. Yes, you can. All right. So that's enough on that one. That's a powerful message in itself, like even before the cards. I hope y'all like that ASMR. Kind of snuck in there. That was thanks to my husband. He listened to my last podcast and he was like, you know, when you shuffle the cards, that's like ASMR. And I was like, you know what? It is, because I'm like obsessed with ASMR to go to bed now. So, but anyway, so the first card we have is donations, tithing, and charitable work. The angels want you to know, give joyfully to the organizations and people who spiritually support and inspire you, and know that your generosity will be returned to you manyfold in miraculous ways. The time, supplies, money, and other resources you donate will ensure that your positive energy multiplies. So just charitable giving, you know? So the second card, and in this card, there's like an angel. She has like an abundance of flowers. And she's sitting on the moon. In part of the course that I'm going to create, I work with the full moon and the new moon in order to help me manifest as well. Those ways have also helped me. But so that is interesting that she is sitting on that moon, and she's not scared to give, because she knows that she's going to receive many fold. So that is a message from the angels to not, you know, hold on so tightly to your energy, to your supplies, to the things that, you know, you're trying to hold on to, because if you hold on so tight, nothing can come in, you know. So 13, the number 13, financial constraints, you know. And this card is, so let me go back, hold on. So donations, tithing, and charitable work. After that was the overall energy that the angels wanted to let you know. Focus on your priorities. There is an angel. She is like up in the heavens on the clouds, and she's shining a light down. Where you put your focus is where you receive your outcome. Your priorities are calling you your priorities are calling you, which may produce a feeling of anxiety unless you give them time and attention they and you deserve. Even a small amount of time devoted to your priorities will help you feel better and more confident. So when it comes to manifesting, that is the bomb.com type of message. Your angels want you to know that even like your energy, so more so than giving money, energy, and all that, like time, think about this message from your angels as giving energy. to what you're trying to manifest, giving energy to the road openers, giving energy to the shadow work, and focusing your priorities, you know, not focusing so much that it brings you anxiety and fear and you know, things like that, but put the light on what you're trying to manifest in a positive way. Because when you focus on your priorities, you are shining a light on those things. You're, you know, seeing what needs to happen in order for something else to happen. You know, you're focusing your load. You know what I mean? The load is, you're taking a look at it instead of burying it and hiding under the covers from it. And the next card is from the Energy Oracle deck, and it's financial constraints. And we have here like a cupboard that's open, and it has like two little coins. It's got like spider webs. It's just very bare, you know what I mean? And so the number 13 to me, 1 + 3 = 4. 4 for me means stability. You know, in order to bring that stability into your life, why are you focusing on what you don't have? Why are you focusing your energy on things that are not in your life right now? You know what I mean? Or the bad things or the stressful things. That's not your priority. Your priority is to manifest the things that you want into your life, you know? So stop focusing on the things that you don't have, like the partner you don't have, or spouse, or the money that you don't have, or the opportunity that you don't have. You have to focus on the things that you want to manifest into your life. You know, looking at the things that you don't have, finding out, you know, what that story is about it, and then shining that light on getting rid of that, whether it is paying down the debt that you owe so that you can be debt free, or getting rid of all the qualities and people around you that you don't want in your life, so that you can bring the people that you do, and loving yourself enough to, you know, loving yourself like the partner that you want to manifest, those things like that. The next card is journaling, well, 21. And that card says strategy. And on this card, there are coins. It's a money. And like a little book. It's got a compass on it. It's got contracts around it. And strategy. And crazy enough, well, not crazy and not a coincidence, that the focus on your priorities is right next to the strategy card. And in this card, this just means that in order to open the next phase of what you're trying to manifest, you need to make a strategy. You know, you need to go back to that pyramid, start at the top, go down to the bottom, and then, you know, three, go over to the next. 2 + 1 = 3. 3 comes back to the pyramid, comes back to low, comes back to yes, you can, see Sepwede. And in order to bring those things into fruition, you have got to get focused. You know, are you going north? Are you going south? Are you going east? Are you going west? You know, where's the compass? Where are you needing to go? Like, what direction do you need to go in? You know, the journaling is a step for you to, one, write that letter of the things that are unconsciously playing, that story, that unconscious story. And then, two, you know, what are some steps that you can take to get to the manifestation in your life? You got to do some work. You just can't say, oh, I would love to win the lottery. What you going to do with it? You know, how are you going to feel when you get it? You know, what are you going to do after you get it? You know, you just say the things that you want without anything behind it. Yeah, it's probably not. It's like a little slim sliver of a hope of a chance. And then the third card, which is the overall energy, is the garden and the gate. We have a woman here, and here's like another key and another lock. She has a key around her neck, and she is in this garden. It is beautiful. It is luscious. It is like very beautiful. It's like spring. And everything that she needs is in this garden, or everything she has is in this garden. But she is looking out into the open. And in the open, it's just nothing but very lush green grass and like lots of hills and different things like that. And it's just like unknown. You know what I mean? Like, it's the unknown. that is keeping her locked inside of where she is right now. The overall energy is for you to focus your priorities on what you want to manifest so that you can use the key that you have, your birthright, to unlock the gate and move forward. Focus your energy on making a strategy, not worrying about the financial constraints. What you don't have. And giving the energy freely to the opportunities that you want to bring into your life, you know, and maybe even making a little donation somewhere, or, you know, hey, booking a reading with your girl. I can help you manifest or give you some spiritual coaching around how to manifest what you want, or how it's going to come into your life and what the specific steps that you may need to do. So that is your reading. And now you may want to pause the podcast to ask yourself a yes or no question. And let's see. All right. What yes or no question does the reader, if you're reading on the website, this is for you. But if you're also listening, what does my podcast listeners need to know for the question they are asking? What does my podcast listeners need to know for the question they are asking? Okay, we have a clear yes. So whatever your yes or no question was, that was a yes. So I hope this podcast episode was so very helpful for you. I hope you manifest all your dreams, desires, goals, and I want to know what you're manifesting. So head over to my website, you know, send me an email or a little message there, and let me know, what are you manifesting? What are you looking to manifest? What are you wanting to bring into your life? I am so interested. I want to know. So, and I also want to help you on that journey. On my website, you can find a link to book a session with me, a spiritual coaching session. I'll also be updating my website to include Reiki now that I'm a Reiki 3 practitioner, and have done a little bit more Reiki work. I feel more comfortable offering those sessions. So come and see your girl. We can either do it locally if you are local, or we can also do it online. And I'm also thinking about, instead of doing readings just person to person, I'm also thinking about doing them via email. So, but all the links to my services will be on my website, and my free online group session for the manifestation boards will be on my website, as well as in my Woo Woo Crew girl group. So feel free to jump over to my website, intuitivegemini.com, and join us over there on Facebook in a private. It is a private group. No one can see what's being posted in it. So if you're interested, hop over there, and we can enjoy sisterhood together and so many things that are to come in that group. So I wish you nothing but joy, happiness, because 'tis the season, y'all. And I will catch you again next week on the podcast, Intuition Chat. Bye, my loves. Thank you for listening to today's episode. It really means a lot to me. Can I ask you to go over to iTunes and leave a review? I really appreciate that, and it'll really help me bridge the gap to get to more people who really need this spiritual knowledge and love. And also, can you share it with a friend or two? I really appreciate that too. Thanks so much again. I hope that you are able to come back to next week's episode. You can connect with me at the links that are in the show notes for today's show. I am on TikTok. I am on Facebook. I am on Instagram. But you can always find me over on my website, www.intuitivegemini. Until next week, bye.